Salut, it is Skippily, and welcome again to another episode of Latin and Layman's. Thanks again for tuning in. Another dealio in terms of etymologizing a word. I'm going to start first with pathos. In Greek, pathos refers to, well, pathologies and pathetic, pathometer, apathy, antipathy. All of these come from pathos, referring to feeling and or suffering. Pathos here is a dramatic device to cause pity, sympathy, or sorrow. So that's where we get the word pathos from. It's where also we get logos and ethos as well. Pathos also is where we get the word pathetic. Pathetic is something marked by suffering or sorrow, essentially. If you are pathetic, you are suffering and or sorrowful about something. Next one that we have here, and I'm not trying to ramble and do a long intro like I did last time. I'll do a quick episode this time around. Pathology, path meaning feeling and or suffering, coming from pathos, and then ology coming from logos, which refers to word or study. In this case, A plus B equals the study or suffering of disease. The study of suffering or disease, rather. That's what a pathologist does. That's what pathologies are. Or pathologist. Next one that we get here is pathometer. Patho, again, pathos, suffering and or feeling. Meter coming from metron, which means measurement and or length, more so measurement. So in this case, a pathometer measures feeling. AKA, what is a pathometer? It's a lie detector. If you didn't know, now you know. Apathy, A meaning not or without, pathos, pathy referring to pathos, again meaning suffering and or feeling. So when you have apathy, you are not feeling and or you lack thereof feeling. Next one we get is antipathy, anti meaning against, like the antichrist, against the Christ, essentially. Who is the antichrist? He's the devil, according to, you know, all that stuff. Antipathy, again, feeling against another. So when you are antipathy or antipathetic, there we go. That was a hard word. You are feeling against one another. This is also where we get the word sympathy, sin meaning together and or with, and pathos referring to feeling and or suffering. So in this case, A plus B equals to feel what another feels together with them. This is the more superficial form of the deeper version known as empathy. M referring to within, and pathos referring to feeling. This is basically an imaginative projection of one's own consciousness into another one, right? It's you basically getting on another person's level and saying, hey, I feel you. I hear that you lost your dog or something like that. I have gone through that very same experience, and I know that you're suffering and that you're feeling a lot of different things, and I'm here to support you if you need so. Again, support coming from sup, the derivation of sub, preposition in Latin meaning under, and port coming from the Latin verb porto portare, which means to carry and or to bring. So when you support someone, you carry and or you bring them from underneath, essentially. And that's what we do when we support one another in an empathetic and or sympathetic state. The next one that we have here before I actually start delving deeper into these words that I've gone over is going to be telepathy. Tele meaning far away, like a telephone. Tele meaning far away, phone referring to sound, essentially. So if you are telepathic or you have telepathy, you are knowing how someone far away feels, essentially. Now, getting back into some of these words, let's go back to sympathy real quickly. Remember that the actual Greek word, which means with or together, is syn. Syn is a derivation of sim. Sim can depends on which prefix it what word it runs into next, essentially. So because of that, P, sympathy is a little bit more difficult, I guess, to say than rather sympathy. When it was used as a prefix, it assimilates to the word with which it is combined, essentially. So since that M is easier to say than the N, like I was just reiterating, when followed by the P, the sin kind of just became that sim. It also becomes sil when the next word is also an L, right? So if you have an L runs into another L to get that consonant cluster of those two L's. Sil, syllabic, syllable, that means, a syllable. The two symbolic masks of comedy and tragedy with which have been used so much by drama clubs and theaters were meant to represent the masks worn by actors in the comic and tragic dramas of ancient Greece. That's where we get that sympathy from, coming back roundabout. The mask of tragedy expresses pathos and was designed to help the actor inspire feelings of pity and sadness at the pathetic plight of the tragic hero or the heroine, right? There's always that plight. We always have plights throughout life. That's what life is. Life is suffering. That's what the Buddha says. It's all about mitigating that suffering with your purpose, with, other things in order to highlight your life and make it more worth it. So pathos is used both as a prefix, patho, and a suffix, pathy, right? Either we have the pathos, like pathology, or we have sympathy, or antipathy with that pathy. In both uses, it adds the idea of feeling or suffering to the word to which it is attached to. So pathology is the medical branch of science which deals with diseases and their treatment, essentially. So a couple extra words that I actually wanted to get into actually is pathogenic. Pathos, again, suffering and or feeling. Genic, coming from genos, which means origin and or cause. This is where we get generation, genealogy, all that good stuff. Your origination. This is the causing of disease or suffering, essentially, the origin of the disease, the pathogenic. Pathophobia, well, what is that? Pathos, suffering, phobia, fear. So this is, well, the fear of disease or suffering. I guess this also goes hand in hand with hypochondriacal. Pathomania, pathos, suffering, mania, craze, and or a mental disorder. This refers to a medical term for moral insanity. And then finally, well, actually, I don't have another word after that. If you learned something new, I would really appreciate some love and support. Hopping on over to Spotify and or Apple Podcasts to throw me down some starage. Thank you again, everybody, for your inquisitive knowledge in nature and wanting to learn more. I hope you learned something new. Tempus est discedere.